Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College secures site for CDL program training facility. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette College will soon have a dedicated space for its commercial driver's license program. Last Thursday, the Campbell County Commissioners approved a lease for the college to use the old road and bridge facility and adjacent property for CDL training. Gillette News Record reported the college will share a building on-site with the local VFW, adding permanent striping to the lot for on-site testing. With the sheriff's office planning a nearby shooting range, Gillette College Dean Travis Grubb assured commissioners the college is flexible with space to ensure smooth collaboration. The five-year lease runs through 2029, with the college covering 25% of utility costs. College President Janelle Oberlander said the college aims to work closely with the sheriff's office, fire department, and county, ensuring a well-collaborated approach.
Sheriff Matheny and I had a very good conversation yesterday about that very topic, Commissioner. We are both committed to being partners, because being partners in this community stands for something.
The CDL program, part of the Wyoming Innovation Partnership, is designed to help address the community's truck driver shortage. Governor Kristi Noem nominated as Secretary of Homeland Security. The Republican Governors Association is celebrating the nomination of South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to lead the Department of Homeland Security. RGA Chair and Tennessee Governor Bill Lee issued a statement congratulating Noem, highlighting her role in supporting border security efforts alongside fellow Republican governors, including Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon. Lee said Governor Noem has stood on the front lines with Republican governors, leading the charge on the border crisis. He emphasized the RGA's commitment to supporting both Noem and President Trump in their mission to secure the nation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.